Hey everyone, how you doing? Today I'll be talking about the movie Peninsula, aka also known as Train to Busan Part 2. And this movie has a prelude when a military guy is taking his family to the boat to go to Japan, and then later you find out they're going to Hong Kong instead. But the ship ended up having a zombie infection in it, and pretty much the guy's family is dead. Now he's in Hong Kong with another survivor, and this gang boss wants him and a team to go to the peninsula to look for a truck full of money and bring it to him. Well, one thing led to their plan being backfired, where one of the a couple of survivors kind of intervene in their plan, and a lot of people end up dying. They're trying to get the truck. So this truck ended up going to this town of survivors, and pretty much the story started taking a path over there, where one of the guy, the lead hero, who has been saved by another group of survivors that also resides in this town in the peninsula, and it's like a post-apocalypse in South Korea, kind of like Mad Max style, like pretty much I would say, and you got one of the gang leaders who does the scavengers, using prisoners as their own gang, while zombies eating them to see who they survive. You got the leader of these scavengers of this town, who found out that this truck of money have a satellite phone, and whoever brings the money into this port will be able to go to Hong Kong and be half a million richer. So the captain is trying to have his own plot, as for the survivor saved by the family, he's gonna help this family get out of the town and trying to take them to Hong Kong. And it all comes into play later when things don't go their way pretty much, as they trying to survive, driving off, and you get to your Mad Max style driving, Mad Max plot, when they're trying to head to the port, and while the gang members trying to chase them, trying to get the money to go to the port for themselves also. All in all, I'm gonna be honest with you, Peninsula, I did enjoy the movie. I did enjoy the zombies, the Korean, the drama, you know, with it. But at the same time, I don't find this movie anything new than what I see before. I do like the first Train to Busan movie, which was really good. Part 2 was like, it's a sequel, but, you know, it's pretty much capitalized on the popularity of the first movie. Let's be real. You know, I'm not gonna sugarcoat it and pretend that this movie is like this movie's original, you know. Like I said, I'm not disappointed by this movie. It's a good movie, you know, I did enjoy it, but at the same time, like I said, I don't see anything new. And honestly, I kind of enjoy Land of the Dead, which has kind of like a little plot like this movie, you know, like the style of it kind of reminds me of Land of the Dead, which is like Night of the Dead Part 4 to me, you know. I enjoy Land of the Dead much more than this movie, to be honest, if I go compare the two. And like I said, it's a good sequel for what it is, you know, Train to Busan Part 2, but it would never top the first, the original, in my opinion. But anyway, check it out, without a doubt. Peace out, see you later, guys.